This year's Pro Endurance Race features 35-year-old Andrew Soles from Washington, D.C., and his partner, 30-year-old Radley Spring, who now resides in Australia. I had the chance to speak with Andrew about this year's race and his partner, Radley.
You have done the Clinton, I think it's six times now?
Yeah, I think that's the number, five or six at least.
And how did you find out about the Clinton?
I had friends that were racing marathon canoes from here in D.C., and they always thought that the Clinton was the big race to come to, and so they eventually talked me into it, and I came on down.
And is it true? Is it one of those things that you get the bug and you feel like you need to do it every year?
Absolutely. This year, I haven't been, Radley's been living in Australia, and I haven't even been training for long-distance races, but I was going to come up for the relay, and I said, well, if I'm going to be there for the relay, I got to go down that 70 course. Only 1 year have I been there and watched the race and not competed, and it was really hard to do. So now I know if I'm anywhere near Cooperstown that time of year, I gotta get myself in it.
Radley Spring, he lives in Australia. He's done the Clinton once. Is he originally from this country?
Yeah, he is. He and I raced last year unofficially because we didn't get our entry in time to actually compete in the pro division. So we went down the course together last year. But we went to Australia for the World Dragon Boating Championships last year. He and I did, part of the U.S. dragon boating team. And he fell in love with Australia and has spent the last year living there. And he decided he'd come back for us. For a visit to family and a chance to catch up, and he's going to do the Clinton as well while he's here. So.
Is he choosing to live in Australia then for the future?
He probably will just live there for one more year, but he really liked the lifestyle there and he liked the people and decided to at least spend a year after our dragon boating trip in Australia, and looks like he's going to spend a second year there.
Well, what does he do for a living?
He does a lot of different things. So when he first started in Australia, this is a funny story, when he first went to Australia, because he didn't have a visa to work, etc., he was selling popsicles on the beach. Like, he would have these big styrofoam coolers, and he'd walk around, and he's a very outgoing guy, and he would just walk up people and sell them on these beaches in Australia. He'd sell them a popsicle for $3 Australian, and, you know, $1 of that was profit for him, and the other two sort of paid for the popsicles. And he'd just run up and down the beach selling popsicles, and he actually made a whole lot of money doing it. He could sell a lot of popsicles in a day.
Well, you know, it sounds like he just likes to live life.
He's very much a lover of life, and he just does well, you know, wherever he ends up geographically or, you know, with whatever people, and hopefully that'll carry us down the river this year.
Andrew, what is a dragon boat? What kind of race is that?
There's sort of an Asian, it's kind of an Asian cultural thing, but they race them over 250 meters, 500 meters, and 1,000 meters, and it's a big competition. I mean, we were racing at the World Championships in Sydney, Australia last year, and countries from Europe, from Asia, from the Pacific all competed. So there were teams from China, Taiwan, Philippines, but also teams from Germany and the Czech Republic. And then we're the U.S. team is actually a group of guys that was originally based out of Philadelphia, but and included some marathon paddlers. But now it's a mixture of marathon paddlers, sprint canoe and kayak paddlers, and, you know, people do exclusively dragon boat. We've got some outrigger canoe paddlers from California mixed in there, and it's a really fun team. We actually won the World Championship title this year in Australia.
Great. Do you do many other races?
I train an awful lot in sprint canoe and kayak. That's sort of the thing that I do for general training, though I don't race a lot in sprint canoe and kayak. And so I did the Texas Water Safari last year. So I've done some of the oddball marathon canoe races. I went down and raced in the Belize Ruta Maya. I've been in a bunch of different races over the years.
Wow. What do you do for a living?
I work for the Nature Conservancy.
That allows you to be able to travel like this?
You know, I do it on my vacation time, and they're supportive, but it is hard to balance travel and work. I was this year part of the reason I haven't been training so much is I spent a lot of the spring in Mongolia, and I was in Costa Rica for a while as well. So I've not been on the water as much as I would like with work travel.
Well, what kind of work would you do in Mongolia if work brings you to a place like that?
The Nature Conservancy, I don't know if you know who we are, but we're a big international conservation organization, and we're trying to protect land. So we'll do things like try to strengthen the national parks system of Mongolia. There are, you know, over 15% of the country is already declared a protected area and some sort of protected status, but the functioning of those protected areas, so they're not typical national parks like you and I might think of visiting in the United States. They're oftentimes people and communities live in those parks. They were declared on top of where traditional herders were using the land, and so managing and protecting the natural resources within those parks can be a bit of a challenge. It's not just about trying to manage them for for visitation, but it's actually trying to figure out sort of compatible uses of the land.
I'm just amazed by all the different people that come to this event, where they're from, the things that they do, the jobs that they have, and this is as interesting as any. Now, back to Bradley and you competing in the pro division. Has he been practicing in Australia?
You know, he was doing a lot of this surf lifesaving, where he was doing sort of ocean rescue type work. You know, they swim out in kind of crazy boats and paddle boards, things like that. But he wasn't certainly paddling any marathon canoes. And he did a bit of surf ski paddling there. He injured his shoulder doing some sort of crazy training technique over there, the group that he was training with, on something to injure his shoulder. So he's actually lost, since the last time we raced, he's lost close to 30 pounds.
Wow.
Since we raced together last year. So he looks a lot skinnier, but I'm hopeful that he'll be ready to get us down the course. Maybe it'll make us faster.
Well, this is going to be great to see you guys out there. Good luck, and we welcome you to the Clinton again, and it'll be nice to have somebody competing from Australia this year.
Yeah, he's certainly excited about it, so we'll see you in both the relay and in the pro division.
You can see Andrew and Radley in Canoe P48. For Canoe Regatta 2008, I'm Craig Stevens.